President Obama is expected to offer Americans a heavy dose of the economy tonight as he delivers his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress. Joining us live, John King, CNN's chief national correspondent. John, we're also told we will likely hear about jobs, too, though that may not win the president any more friends across the aisle.
Mike and Bruce, good morning. I think that's what's fascinating. This is a new act, if you will. It's the second big speech of the second term after the inaugural address. And so you have a big question. Does the president get a second honeymoon? Does the president get a new beginning? But what is he going to do? He's going to tell the Republicans he wants them to raise more taxes. He's going to tell the Republicans he wants more infrastructure investments. He's going to tell the Republicans that he wants a lot of the jobs programs he asked for in the first 4 years, and the Republicans said no. So already you get a sense that as he lays out his list, and this is important, so this speech of all the second-term State of the Unions will probably get the biggest audience and the biggest ears, if you will, and yet we have a pretty divided Washington, which is pretty familiar.
You know, John, it seems like we've got that high noon showdown finally that's coming between Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill. Now, there's great concern around this country, especially in this immediate, Capitol area about sequestration. But there are many budget questions and big problems on the horizon when it comes to our finances. Is there going to be a showdown? And does either side think right now that it can determine whether it's going to win or lose?
Well, we're in the middle of a showdown. I mean, the deadline is March 1st, and even though the president says he still wants a big grand bargain, even he has conceded, let's pass another temporary fix and push the deadline down the road a couple of months. And in this area, as we've talked about before, obviously with all the federal agencies and all the defense-related industries, Washington's going to take a huge hit if this sequestration kicks in. There are some Republicans who think it's their only leverage to get the president to cut spending. There are some Democrats who think, go ahead, let's have the sequestration, and they'll turn it politically on the Republicans. So there's a huge policy questions here, and also a political game of chicken, if you will. The president has the upper hand in terms of, if you look at the public opinion polling, the Republicans in Congress are at the lowest standing of anybody involved in this act, if you will, in this stage, if you will. However, that's the short term. But if you're a second term president and you want to get a lot of things done, immigration, other things as well, climate change, you can't have the economy stumble again. And so as the president might have the shorthand upper hand in this fiscal showdown, he's got to think of his whole second term agenda and his legacy if you send the economy back in a recession.
Now, Florida Senator Marco Rubio is handling the Republican response tonight, but there's going to be another response from the Tea Party. What does that say about the Republican Party?
That they're still in an internal, you can call it a tug of war, you can call it a civil war, you can call it a soul searching. This is what happens to a party out of power. The leadership was very happy to take Senator Rubio. They thought it would be a good contrast. His speech is going to be not partisan in a in-your-face way, but a very sharp contrast with the president. And yet, the Tea Party address will also remind people that the Republicans have a lot of differences over whether to raise those revenues, over whether to grant legal status or citizenship to those who are in the country illegally. So when you're the party out of power and you lost two presidential elections in a row, it's tough. The Democrats went through this in the late 80s and 90s, and we're watching the Republicans now.
But it's such an ongoing process. You know, the government budget is an annual process. Our finances are ongoing. Why do we have to have this, cataclysmic showdown?
Well, it's not really a joke, but what I say is sequestration is a fancy word for the president and Congress not doing their job.